today. We do this again tomorrow from 6:30 to 8.
Thank you for joining us on Breakfast with Stanvic. Remember, Stanvic Bank has been committed to Zambia for over 60 years, driving our nation's growth. Stay tuned to Radio Phoenix and have a fantastic day ahead. Breakfast with Stanvic, your perfect start to a great day.
The Phoenix Breakfast. Turn the volume up. With Jumwega. The Duchess.
Feels good.
And Stanvic Bank.
All broken down.
The time is 8 hours. We have the main news bulletin at 8 coming up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanvic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. OMCAZ attributes shortage of diesel in some parts of the country to possible policy amendments to open access regime. Drivers' union threatens work stoppage over SI-35 reinstatement. Zelensky thanks Trump for productive talks ahead of ceasefire deadline. To present the news, I'm Lisavilo Gondwe. The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, OMCAZ, has attributed the ongoing shortage of diesel in some parts of the country to possible policy amendments to the open access regime on fuel supply after some OMCs failed to meet their targets. A critical shortage of diesel has hit some parts of the country, raising concerns over its impact on key economic activities, road construction projects, and heavy-duty machinery-run industries, while some businesses that rely on diesel generators to cope with the ongoing load shedding are struggling to keep operations running. The OMCAZ president, Dr. Kafula Muvanga, explains that some OMCs engaged to supply through the pipeline have failed to meet their obligations and has questioned the criteria used to nominate these companies, as well as the due diligence carried out by the technical committee overseeing the process. Dr. Muvanga has warned that unless the supply chain gaps are addressed quickly, the current shortages could persist and undermine recent gains in stabilizing the fuel sector and pump prices. However, he has commended government for making progress in implementing the open access policy, rating its success at about 70% so far, with projections for improvement up to December.
We would safely allude this to a possibility in the policy amendment that government had initially indicated that it intends to re-engage OMCs on the modification of the open access policy, owing to the fact that some OMCs that were contracted to supply through the pipeline had failed to meet the obligation. And I think arising from that, they possibly would have some disengagements on some particular OMC.
The Energy Regulation Board, EIB, is yet to respond to a Phoenix News press query over the matter. The Zambia National Union of Drivers and Allied Workers has threatened to initiate a work stoppage unless government reinstates Statutory Instrument No. 35, which mandates local drivers to handle at least 50% of petroleum product loads. The Union General Secretary, Brian Habenzu, says the non-actualization of the statutory instrument, despite engaging government on the matter, has allowed foreign registered trucks, primarily from Tanzania, Mozambique and Zimbabwe, to dominate fuel transport, leaving Zambian operators with little or no business. Mr. Habenzu has told Phoenix News that as a result, many local drivers have been forced to seek cross-border contracts in the Democratic Republic of Congo and other neighboring markets due to the ongoing struggle to secure sufficient loads. He warns that without immediate government intervention, further erosion of the local transport sector will follow, escalating unemployment and undermining efforts to grow home-based logistics capacity. Mr. Habenzu says the union prefers peaceful engagement, but is ready to suspend work if the statutory instrument is not restored.
Our Zambian transporters, we have lost it again. There's nothing for Zambians. These loads, as you can see, all these trucks that you see here, most of the trucks that you see here, they are foreign transporters. Some are coming from Tanzania, some are coming from Mozambique, some are coming from Zimbabwe. There are no Zambian trucks that have come to offload here. Sometimes you wonder where our vehicles, where our transporters do loads, and how are they going to survive if they cannot work in their own country. As long as our transporters are not going to be given that SI, that 50%, it means also our people won't have jobs. Just to keep them into employment, they have opted to do loads to Congo. We feel the government should come on board and settle this matter. Otherwise, we don't want to see a situation where we go on work stoppage, which is not healthy. We don't want to go that way.
The Association of Mine Suppliers and Contractors has expressed concern over the continued delays in value-added tax VAT refunds in the mining sector, warning that the situation is negatively affecting local business. Association President Costa Mwaba says mines such as Mopani are owed millions in VAT refunds by the state, a situation that also affects local suppliers and contractors connected to those transactions. Mr. Mwaba has further noted that the Zambia Revenue Authority has recently removed mining companies as withholding tax agents, a move that now compels suppliers and contractors to remit taxes directly to the authority, and is urging ZRA to start dismantling outstanding VAT refunds to ease the financial burden on businesses. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwaba has also taken a swipe at mine owners, accusing them of being overly focused on production and profit, while sidelining the interests of Zambians in the absence of the local content law, even as global demand for copper and other critical minerals continues to rise. He has warned that Zambia risks hitting its copper production target of 3 million metric tons without translating the growth into tangible gains for citizens.
We have seen ZRA suspending the mining houses from being withholding agents. So what that simply means is that suppliers and contractors now, starting from the 1st of April, they have to get their payment in full, including VAT. So this is not time for honeymoon for suppliers and contractors. Please, when you get with VAT, that money belongs to government. Make sure you remit it. In the same vein, when ZRA is removing these mining houses as withholding agents, they must ensure they do reconciliation and pay back whatever VAT refunds that they are holding these mining houses. Because suppliers and contractors, we are every day knocking on these doors of mine owners to say, can you pay our suppliers and contractors?
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, says it will intensify efforts against corruption by targeting assets of suspected offenders. The DEC Director General, Nathan Banda, tells Phoenix News that despite recent coordination with agencies such as the Financial Intelligence Center and the Zambia Revenue Authority, corruption remains high. Mr. Banda has noted that while overall corruption indicators show some decline, levels remain unacceptably high, stating that the commission will focus on forfeiting properties such as vehicles and warehouses linked to criminal proceeds and securing balanced convictions. He believes this approach will serve as a stronger preventive measure than prison sentences, damaging the financial interests and acumen of offenders.